on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Jana, Death by Gucci, Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady, and Mike, Nesta of the Hoppa.
Who wasn't here last week, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
All the fun jokes we made about Mike, nothing.
Yeah, it was a good show. I'm sorry you all missed it because I blew the recording part of it. I use a program to do my recording, and I don't know what happened, but my source changed to be internal, and it only picked up my side of the speaking, which was quite funny to listen to the first time, but it would have made absolutely no sense, so we decided not to just publish it. So,
and we were so informative.
Yes,
in this
we were.
It was such an awesome episode. It was all about The Walking Dead.
There was a lot of The Walking Dead conversation, for
I think
sure.
We mentioned Mafia Wars like twice.
Yeah.
No, we ended talking about it. I think we stuck to our game until the end.
Yeah.
We got closer to shout outs. We had to talk about it because now we're moving into week three of it. So,
well, and all the questions we pondered about The Walking Dead were answered with this week's episode.
Exactly. Yes. Now we have new questions.
Yeah.
See, we were questioning whether or not it was an airborne disease.
Yes. Yes.
And it was, but not what we thought. It was just the flu and not zombification.
It's pretty interesting. The highlights for next week have me on edge. So, but there was some creepy stuff. I caught myself having to turn my head a few times.
Yeah.
Couldn't take the
But that's what happens when a lot of people live in close quarters. You know, meningitis and all these airborne illnesses break up. So I think they were trying to show that when that happens, it's more dangerous in a zombie world than in normal life.
Yeah. It was intense as usual. And so, you know, it had me distracted, and you two were distracted too by it. So that helps me.
Absolutely.
You mean disturbed.
Disturbed by it, yeah.
Or distracted from the task at hand.
Yeah, you know.
Mafia Wars.
Well, you know, it's only on for an hour. And then if you go ahead and watch The Talking Dead, then...
I don't watch that. I don't like Chris Hardwick.
I don't like him either. It depends for me on who their guests are.
I think it should have been Evil Ed. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, if it was, I think we would watch it.
We probably would, just to see what kind of, if it would be a disaster or not. And actually,
for, I want on there.
For as much as an ass as he was sometimes, you know, he would at least be engaging to people. I mean, Hadwick, whatever, how you pronounce his name, is just so bland.
He's like the Ryan Seacrest of AMC.
Yeah, might as well put him on like Dancing with the Stars or something. I mean, I don't know. And nothing against those that like Dancing with the Stars. He's just so blah. I don't just get why he was even hired to that position.
Yeah, I would take his gig in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would love a job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think I would have preferred Evil Ed. And just imagine what we would have had to talk about if it was him.
You just don't really mean that. That's what's
funny. And if it was, then we could have probably made up with him. And he would have invited us on the show.
Yeah.
Probably not.
He would have been like, F you, Informant Podcast.
Yeah, he would have did it on national television.
At the beginning, and we did all these promos and all of these voiceovers and commercials for it. And then that's at the same time that all this happened, and we went our separate ways. So.
Yeah.
But I was kind of looking forward to it just because, I like The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
I wish I had watched it, or knew more about it, because I think I would have liked to have done that.
Yeah, it took you a while. You didn't even want any part of it, so.
No, not till the season finale, because everyone was talking about it, and I was like, we didn't like the show the first time we watched it, and we turned it off. After 10 minutes. So
it's much like this show. People don't like it after the first 10 minutes.
We have a lot going against us because the player base is shrinking at an alarming rate. And, you know, we lose people. And it's not because they might not like us. They just don't play the game anymore, so they don't care.
Right.
And I'm sure exactly. Spockholm sees it. I see it on my blog.
Gosh, I see it just in my feed. It's just...
Well, yeah, you see it in your news feeds, too. Yeah. But as I'm like, as far as numbers that you can actually see, fan pages aren't a good indication, because when people leave Facebook or they quit the game, they don't think to go to your fan page and unlike it.
Right. It's mis. Yeah. It's
so you have so fans forever.
Yeah, which is cool. I would be upset if everyone unliked it that quit the game. We would have like 10 fans.
Well, I do wonder when I see where my standing is here and there, I'm like, okay, it's getting really low the higher I get.
Oh, that's funny.
The higher in the rankings I get, I know it's not good. Yeah.
Yep.
Not good. So anything new in Spockholm? I know we talked about a lot last week.
Yeah, we did talk about a lot. Well, let's go back and back up a little bit, because now it's been out a little while, called The Mob Fury. And, you know, when it immediately came out, Ike and Martin jumped on it fast and furious to release a version on the backup server that was capable of handling the Mob Fury. Now if if you go into Spartacus on the configuration page, you can turn it on or off on both the primary Spartacus and the backup one as well.
Well, there's a little box to check too.
Yeah, on the config.
Yeah, in configurations.
I thought you meant the big configuration of the toolbar. You mean of Spartacus.
Of Spartacus.
Oh, okay. I got my configurations confused.
You've got your configurations confuzzled. Yeah.
It happens.
So anyway, so that's in there. It's just a checkbox if you want to utilize the Mob Fury in Spartacus. And one of the things I noted, and I think we talked about the show that never aired, that's what we'll call it from this point on, was that, you know, it's
really good one.
Yeah, the really good one. The best one we ever did.
Our best show ever.
Yeah, that it's color-coded to show you the people that are a part of your side of the team and then the other side of the team too. And when I first participated in the Mob Fury, I didn't quite get that portion of it, you know, the who's on whose team and deciding that and figuring it out and stuff like that. So it was kind of nice in Spartacus then to see that color coding that just simplified it visually.
I love it.
For people that had already been using Spartacus without, you know, the color coding. So that's been a nice perk.
I played a couple times manual today and literally it hurts my hand. I was not kidding from the first time. And this is why Spartacus has been important to me, is that it hurts.
Yeah.
I just cannot click that fast without like getting some.
We've been saving the click monkeys.
Yes. I have to have some function here, people.
And I am for the Mob Fury arenas. I prefer them because the heal timer is only 5 seconds as opposed to 10.
Uh-huh.
So you get more chances to use your stamina because people are alive longer and you're alive longer.
Uh-huh.
And another thing that's good about it, and I think we're on the verge of cracking exactly how it works. And we did get some help from Zanga, so thank you to them. But if your team wins, you get an automatic ratio of 2.25.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose, it's 2.0, and then you get a little extra based on your overall standing of 1 through 6.
Right.
So you'll find the ratios are much better than in the shootout arenas because, you know, coming in fourth, fifth, or sixth place, you're sometimes getting less than 2.0.
Right.
So I really do like these Mob Fury arenas.
Which for levelers is a problem because most of us want to be above or at least be somewhere above 2.0 or, you know, comparable to traditional fighting somewhere in that 2.25 to 2.42 or whatever. So, yeah, for those that are looking to level, it's a much better solution than trying to use the shootout arenas, I agree.
Definitely. But the shootout arenas you're having to do for the mission right now. And I keep forgetting to do that as opposed to doing the Fury. So
right. And that's confusing a lot of people. Because
I would imagine it is because it did meet for a second.
And that is Zynga's fault because your default is the Mob Fury when you go to the arena. Mm-hmm. So if they don't use the go now button on the missions and they just use the regular loading of the arena, they're going to go right to Mob Fury.
Which is why I've done manual a few times today.
Uh-huh.
Which is exactly why I had to.
No choice. And can I say the funniest thing ever about the Mob Fury arenas?
Sure.
Get mad, but it's so funny. Like, I laughed for a couple days over it. Well, you get these. Okay, now there's all kinds of stuff you gotta keep track of in the arena. So, in addition to respect, you get stars. And a star, you can, you could win and get 0 stars. You could lose and get 5 stars. So your placement and winnings have no effect on the stars. And you get them when all 3 members of the opposing team are dead at the same time. And that's not super easy to do with a 5-second heal timer.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and you can get up to 5 stars per arena. So we have this achievement called Absolute Carnage, and you have to get 100 stars. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about that achievement is that in the server image link, it says bronze. So you can only assume there's more to come. And now this is the funny part. So you could be a slacker. You could just go in, run your Spartacus on to spend 0 stamina. Mm-hmm. And you can get all the stars that your team members work so hard for. And so
this is why you have so many friends.
Well, that's right.
It's so funny. Well, because you see it. You see people come in there and they don't
spend. And don't do anything. It just stays.
They sit. They're slackers.
I just assumed that they got signed in and blocked it. And then they lost their connection.
Oh, no. They're farming stars.
Man, I lose faith in humanity.
And I do. That was not my idea to come up with that strategy.
But you.
But she's now employed it.
Yes. She wasn't, of course, going to ignore it.
It made me laugh. It was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And it was some people in my family who mentioned, I won't say any names, Donna and Monica. But anyway.
and both of them really cool.
How's it feel to be under the bus? Yeah.
So when they said this, I laughed and I said, okay, so you'll piss 2 people off at a time. And then if they hunt you down, you can just say, oh, my bad. I lost my internet connection.
Damn dial up.
But the most hilarious thing about it is probably 90% of the people that are working and you're not, they won't even know because they're using a script.
Yeah, they don't care.
I think it's funny anyways.
It is funny.
That is
so if you are like worried about stars or you can't get your Absolute Carnage achievement, just don't spend any stamina and go to your Mob Furies. And this also applies to the daily reward.
Yeah, you're gonna mess with my karma.
I'm sorry now, but it's so funny. And then there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of stamina or don't do well in arenas, so they don't do them. Uh-huh. So I don't mind spending my stamina to help people that have trouble. Uh-huh. And I did Slack for a while too to test it out, and I got like 500 stars.
You're crazy.
But I don't do that anymore because I want to use my stamina to level.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And there's new missions, huh?
Yeah. South Africa, the city missions came out.
Right.
There's 12 of them, and they're very hard. They're kind of, and I think we discussed it, and I don't know if it was the show that got canceled or the one before that, but we kind of equated them to extreme missions, meet city missions. They're hard like that, where they take, you're not going to finish them like in a few hours unless you spend reward points.
Mm-hmm. I'm never going to finish the South Africa one because I can't get into these wars.
That's why you have to be in a war group.
Well, I'm not. And I just, I don't have time for a lot of the Mafia War stuff that I used to have time for.
Well, join our war group.
I'm going to have to because I've got 1 of 7 and that's been going on for like a week and a half.
Our group because it's an awesome group.
I know. I just need to go be Jen for a minute and go take some headshots out, I guess.
Our group was kind of a slack group a little bit.
Well, since this one's not timed, like you said, I don't really have to worry about much, so I don't really care.
And another interesting thing that I found out today, and I'm sure a lot of people knew about this, but I never thought about it. There's a lot of them that say win 7 wars or 5 or however many. And if someone declares war on you and you win, you get credit. So if you have many accounts, you can make them declare a war on yourself and then you post it and they don't, and then you'll win.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to go join an arena with no stamina.
Yeah, try it out. Now, one thing about that is in the arena, you get regenerated stamina. Mm-hmm. And in the 100 arena, you get 10 stamina every 15 seconds. So if you want to get a little bit of experience for that stamina that you spent to join, mm-hmm. if you set Spartacus to stop attacking after 100 stamina, then okay, you'll get a good return on the ratio.
Oh, very
and nice. You'll spend 100 if you put on 0, you spend 100 to join and you get 60 of it back. So you will have to spend 40 stamina every time. But if you do it where you spend 100 or 200 or whatever, then you'll get a good experience return and it'll probably put you in the next level.
Oh, nice. Which does not hurt.
Try it out.
I will.
It's called Slacking with the Star.
You know what I do with them kind of people?
Available on Tuesday night.
What do you do?
On ABC. Welcome to my
rivals, slacker.
Yeah, you can't even possibly fit all your rivals onto your page.
That's why they got buckets.
I was going to say, you must keep a list too.
And you do run the risk. There's a lot of people in the game like Mike that they don't tolerate slacking. So if you know, they pick you up and they see you're a slacker, they might attack you for it.
I may better go check my operations.
That's one of the warning signs.
I'm trying. You know, life takes over. Sorry. Sometimes I can't finish something, but I try.
But most people are trying to get 1,000 stars because we suspect if more achievements come out, that's what they'll be. But then Zynga might realize that the slacking strategy is in play, and they might say, screw that, we're not giving you anymore.
Yeah, you never know what they'll do.
Yep.
Never, ever. Do you think they're going to do anything for Halloween, or?
They have some stuff prepared.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have a robbing spree coming up, and we haven't seen one of those in, I think, like a long time, over at least half a year.
And, yeah, we used to do stuff like trick-or-treat bags and
right, and the instead of goodie bags that they had last year, this year it's rotten candy.
Oh, yeah, because we all have the rotten candy.
The loot items are posted on my blog if you want to see them. They're nice, but I think like the ones last year were exceptional, mm-hmm. and I don't think they're as good this year.
Figures, last year's candy.
And then they have, and this is kind of lame as for a Halloween event because it's the collectible stat cards. They're going to be called Spooktastic.
Oh, I'm so scared.
And when I read it, I always see Spocktastic.
Of course.
But so the card images all have Halloween type, and it's just recycled loot from before.
That's what you should call the script that you make to help me get them.
What? Spooktastic?
Spocktastic.
Well, you have to buy collectible stock cards.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Okay.
So it's not really going to be. And then the big
spectacular,
yeah, right. If you have reward points, then it might be. Mm-hmm. And Mark Lanny and I have been doing some investigating, and he usually buys the collectible stat cards right away. So, and then he gives me the images so I can put them on my blog. Mm-hmm. And so the last time I said, you know, Mark, you should wait till they go on sale. Cause they are usually offered at 20 or 30% off, like towards a week later. Or towards the end or when they're about to refresh. And I said, I'll buy them with my mini account. And he's like, okay. So I bought them with my mini account when they were full price. And I told him how many reward points I spent. And so then he waited till they went on sale. And when they went on sale, he bought them. And he ended up spending almost twice as much as I did at full price. Uh-huh. And we think what Zynga does is when they're on sale, they decrease the drop rate of like one or two cards. Uh-huh. So you have to keep buying them to get all of them. Uh-huh. Isn't that tricky?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to try it again for the Spooktastic cards, and we're going to see if they pull the same stunt.
Interesting. Mm.
So if you do buy them, it may be better to buy them at full price. I'm guessing
that should start this week right now because Halloween is this week.
Yeah, we'll probably see it the end of this week or next week.
Well, Halloween's a week from today, or a week from the day we record, we'll say. So.
Okay. And there is an event called the Ninja Kingdom. And all we know right now is there's a mastery item. It's called the Dragon Slash. And I don't know if that's going to be Halloween or not. That, to me, that falls more in the fantasy realm than it does Halloween.
Mm-hmm. And how does the Yakuza fit into this?
The what?
The Yakuza. The Yakuza.
No Yakuza.
From the Bangkok.
Don't you remember them?
Yes.
What was that? Pause for dramatic effect?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Yes.
Yes. Well, they're so old school. Like, no one talks about them anymore.
It's funny.
Oh. So what else is going on?
In life or in the game?
Hey, well, it seems like there's a lot more going on in life than the game, yeah. But I guess we're supposed to talk about the game.
I'm trying to think. If the robbing spree is coming back, then there was a spocklet we have for that, too. That'd be nice
it's
to
been a
resurrect
while.
Again. So.
It has been a while.
And yeah. The spocklet is called the robbing spree.
Yeah. Super difficult to find. And then what else we've got? I was going to mention, too, we've got a new inventory grouper in the works. It's going to be kind of, I think the way it's looking like it's probably going to be a mashup between the inventory grouper and the item analyzer. And so they'll probably be one and the same. And then we're going to, or at least what's been proposed is we're going to provide the capability for people in the community through like the checklist group and things like that to contribute items that get grouped together. So, like, for example, you know, one of the things that Leonard Wong did with the inventory grouper was he would look at specific events and basically categorize the items in the inventory grouper that way. And so a lot of work and a lot of manual time, as I understand it, went into him doing it. And we're trying to find a somewhat better way to try to organize and manage it without having to be in it every day. So we're putting something together that I think will be interesting. So.
That'll be nice. I see a lot of people ask about that script.
Right.
Because it was very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we like, a good useful script.
Yep. Yep.
And we do miss Leonard Wong.
Yeah.
I haven't had the heart to boot him out of the ass family yet, but he knows that if we need the spot, that he'll be removed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. I mean, basically, when he kind of removed himself from the game, then he... you know, kind of left a hole there with that particular script. We just kind of backed away from it because he was doing such a good job managing it and stuff like that. But now it's probably a need again, and so we're back in it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep, word up. That's what I'm saying.
But you all have been talking about doing this for like a year.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of things and then just never get around to doing it.
With him being gone, it's kind of pushed you.
This is true. And that, which is usually those kinds of things, yeah, are the motivator. You know, a new thing comes out in the game and we usually try to build on it, you know, or if something else happens, then, you know, we try to pick up. I mean, well,
pick up the ball and
think about it. I mean, well, yeah. The original item analyzer that was done by Dirty Martini was, you know, one we've picked up and created our own when I think, what was his name? Scott? Scott actually got the code
Blofeld.
For it. Yeah, Blofeld. Scott Blofeld. And he ended
well,
up...
Well, that's not his last name.
No, I know. But yeah, Scott of Blofeld. Anyway, he then turned around and tried to sell the site. I don't know if he ever did sell the site.
He did sell it, but I think whoever he sold it to didn't do anything with it.
Because I don't think they really wanted it for that anyway. They wanted it for the hits or whatever that was coming to the site.
And so, they didn't realize the work that went into it, I think.
So when he then left and didn't do anything with it, then we stepped up and I think Martin put in a lot of time putting
same
together,
with Brawler.
Putting in the analyzer. Yeah. And we've always had an assassinator, you know, or a fighting script. And then it just, you know, sort of gained a little bit more momentum when Brawler was removed from the, you know,
because then and no one
marketplace,
knew what
to do. If you will. Yeah.
Exactly.
And not that there's not other scripts out there that do that stuff, too. I mean, there's plenty, but...
Right.
We have bunches. We have World Domination and Spocklets. So, anyway.
You have the most Spocklets of anybody.
That's exactly right.
You can say that.
We can exclusively, we have exclusive rights to Spocklets. Yeah.
You can take that to the bank or not, or at least 3% of it.
Yeah. And we're in the Urban Dictionary.
Exactly. What more could you want?
That's right. So very funny. All right. Well, what else? Nothing.
I am just in a Halloween frame of mind. I like this time of the year. All the creepy movies are on.
Yeah, you always get excited.
I love Halloween. It's so much fun. So, yeah, it's fun. I hate weekend. I hate weeknight Halloweens because I hate the kids to have to go to school after getting to have a fun night.
True.
Well, it happens 5 out of every 7 years.
I don't know about that. I think there's a good amount of parents that don't send their kids to school that day.
Brought a logic.
Well, we're gonna have to. We always ignore Halloween. We just keep our lights off. But now we're in the mall for the holiday season.
So, and they're gonna do a little trick or tot.
We have a store in the mall for a few months, and so my boy, he said we have to go buy candy. I'm like, no. I told them that I can't work that night because we have to record the show.
I should send you all my swag, and you give out Mafia War pins and stickers and bottle openers. And
spread the word.
Get rid of my stuff.
It's so funny how you could hate something and you avoid it. Like every year, I do not go to the mall at all during Christmas.
I don't either. I hate it.
Can't stand it. And so now here I find myself having to actually work in a mall. And I'm like, how did I get here in life?
Are they going to put you in a little elf suit?
No.
Because that would be so cute.
Yeah, we don't even know if this is a good idea. It's kind of like an experiment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll talk to Justin about that.
Yeah, Justin about that. The elf suit would be so adorable.
No.
Yeah, it'd be cute. Come on, you've already been Tinkerbell. What's the difference? Just wear that. I don't know.
I think he'd probably prefer the naughty elf suit, but yeah, he probably would. Yep.
So if you guys lived here, you would have to bring your kids to the mall.
Well, I'm pretty excited. We have school parties and all kinds of stuff that day. I don't think I have time for malls, but
hey, Jen, I'll be there for Christmas and my birthday, so do I have to bring my kids?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
The ones that just show up on your doorstep, say, hey, Dad.
Mommy says you owe us lots of money.
Yeah, that's right.
I am going to a wedding for Halloween, so you never know.
Wow.
Not my wedding, by the way.
Are they doing a theme wedding, or are they just having it on Halloween?
I think it's going to be a theme wedding, because we're taking all kinds of decorations up, fog machine, tombstones.
You have to do theme for Halloween. You just have to.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're doing it Halloween the middle of the week, you'd almost have to be anyway. To help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're fun.
I'm just going for the
Halloween.
Free booze.
Of course.
What are you going to dress up as?
A redneck.
I figured. Oh, good. Nice.
Well, rednecks are kind of cool right now because of
the Duck Hunters.
Not them, but the guy from The Walking Dead.
Oh.
But yeah, the Duck Hunters too.
That guy doesn't even seem like a redneck compared to some of the reality stuff going on.
I met him in Vegas, about maybe 5 or 6 months ago.
Because he keeps doing all those Comic-Con type conventions and stuff.
He's
lived a while. Yeah, Dale. Or Daryl.
Daryl.
But you know, I heard someone say, if you could pick one person out of the cast that you think should survive, everybody says Daryl because he's a badass and he deserves it. Yeah. Just because he's just a badass.
I know the other thing we didn't talk about since we're on the Walking Dead thing again because we can't get off of it.
Because we do that.
The other thing I forgot to talk about this show that we talked about the last one is, I was taking a course through canvas.net that is open to everybody and anybody that wants to take it. And it's a Walking Dead class. And it's all about survival, and they have several professors at the UC Irvine, the college that have basically taken into consideration multiple factors of the show, from things like Health and Human Services to, and I said, Maslow's hierarchy of needs that talks about how you take care of the low-level needs first before you can move on to self-actualization and things like that. So yeah, it's actually been a very interesting course. This is the second week of it, but it's open to anybody and everybody. And, you know, if you're interested in doing something that doesn't take a tremendous amount of time, and if you're interested in The Walking Dead and the conversations that take place with it, it's been kind of interesting to read some of the stories about, they ask questions like, you know, what if you, where's the best place to hide out if you're, you know, caught in a zombie apocalypse? And they actually say the mall is the best place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I have good odds.
Yeah, if you're there, because I guess what it has to do with is the mannerisms in which walkers walk, that there's a lot more places to hide in a mall than there would be in an open field or whatever else, because, I mean, obviously, open field.
But there's going to be zombies all over the mall already. You're going to have to take them all out.
I guess.
Well, not if you can barricade it off.
You better hope you got good gun laws in your state then.
Yes.
But let me tell you, after seeing the kind of people that hang out in the mall all the time,
yeah,
I don't think you'd want to be with them for eternity.
No, probably not.
No, you would eventually work your way out of the mall.
I think
Jen and I both agree that that course sounds fun, and we both thought that you had to actually be there to take the class.
No, it's all an online class. And all you have to do is have internet access, and all of our Mafia Wars friends have internet access. We know so, and. Anyway, it's great because they have some clips from the show. They actually have some live interviews with some of the people on the show. They had Herschel on to talk about some of the stuff they had.
I'm surprised he's made it so long with the one leg. And
yeah. Well, he's kind of, I mean, he's like the godfather there.
He's like the pastor.
Grandfather.
Yeah. He's the, you know.
Gives them their spiritual guidance and whatnot. But
I love him. Yeah. He's so sweet.
So anyway, that's something, yeah, I had worth mentioning again.
Yeah,
I'd have to hide in an army surplus store.
Well, that's probably a good one, too. Or at least steal everything out of the army.
I plan to be packing heat.
Sorry for talking about The Walking Dead. But anyway, I often wondered whether or not you should just hang out in a water tower.
Yeah, just start taking them out. But I mean,
in the water tower or on it?
Well, either or. In it, you've got plenty of water. You just get a little light.
What do you eat?
Well, you can hunt. You'd have to come down from time to time, but
you'd be a sniper.
But what I also wondered, if you were that high up, they wouldn't smell you necessarily, because the smell is not just going to go straight down. It's going to carry on the wind. And if the wind carries the smell, they could actually pick up your scent further away from where you're actually at.
You reminded me of the Tremors marathon I watched last week. They only see body heat.
That's right. So... But isn't it, I mean, I don't know, we're just speculating now. Isn't it smell that attracts live?
Well, when that one chick covered herself with zombie stuff.
Michonne did that. Yeah.
And so, I think that's the most brilliant thing, is make sure you're always covered in zombie slime and there's a shower close by.
Right.
Or hang them around where you're hiding out.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly. Hang zombies all over the place and there you go.
All right.
Anyway, sorry, everybody, but we're attached to it.
Yes. Although I like the revolution, too. Mike and I are into the revolution.
Good. Oh, don't do a spoiler alert.
I'm not going to do a spoiler alert, but you guys got to watch Revolution.
I haven't watched it yet. We're going to watch it tonight if we ever finish the show.
We're addicts.
Yes.
We're going to change our show to just Addicts Anonymous.
And I have
we get addicted to.
A pet peeve with On Demand.
That's because it's not the hopper.
I know. You can only record two shows at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have the same beep with Comcast then. So there.
Yeah.
I can actually record four on, what am I on? I have
Direct.
U-verse.
One of them, there is one commercial I see all the time that says you can do six on theirs. And so I don't care. I can't even watch all the ones I tape.
Yeah.
And The Walking Dead is the only thing that I just watch, because either one of you guys are going to spoil it or Frank. So I don't like anybody to get a chance to spoil it.
I worried about that because I actually didn't watch it the night of it aired. I caught it the next night. But
I stay off of Facebook because I don't want
And I used to do that for shows, but most of the time I want to know, but that's
yeah, fun. You're different than me. I need to see it. I don't want to know. I want to watch.
Yeah.
And Mike Nestor's the worst person to have, like, as a big brother person that you talk about Big Brother with. he won't look at the websites or the live feeds, so he's like a week behind. He's like, oh, don't tell me, no spoiler alerts.
You're like, catch up. I gotta talk.
Yeah. I'm like, did you watch it yet?
Oh God. Pop culture. That's our addiction, I guess. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and thanks again, Pete. I'm going to give you a shout out because your son's helped my boy quite a bit this week with the Minecraft. So
yeah, we still got to figure out how to get him on the server, but
yeah,
we'll get that squared away.
Yeah. So shout out to your boy.
Very good.
And once again to Queen Brad, I gave her one last week because she's just been excited and she's so sweet. And so since our shout outs didn't go out last week, I'll do two.
There you go.
So there you go, Queen Brad. Jen, do you have a shout out?
My shout out is to Pete. He helped my boyfriend set up a website for his store, and it looks really nice.
Very nice.
And my boyfriend said, thank you, Pete.
You're quite welcome.
He's the least technical person ever, and he just thinks he doesn't need a website. He said, it's not going to change anything.
It does.
And for years, we've been telling him, you need to get a website. So with the store opening in the mall, I thought it would be a good time to have a website.
Mm-hmm.
And had Pete not helped me, there's no way I could have put one together.
Honestly, when I am looking at a store, I always go to their website first. I don't know why. Just, you know, to see where they're located and just kind of get an idea for them.
Yeah.
And when you don't have a website, I don't see you as a professional, as someone that is prepared for me to look for your website.
Yep.
So good job, Pete.
Yes.
Yep.
You got a shout out?
I do. Actually, I'll take advantage of the 2 shout out rule. Yep, I'm going to give a shout out to Travis Parker first. He was one of the people that had responded on the Informant Podcast fan page when we said there was not going to be a show. And he said, no worries, bloke, with a big thumbs up. So kudos to him. And then to Pauline Finnegan, who apparently is my number one fan and actually cut and paste an IMDb reference to Misery, which has me a little scared. I'd like to keep my ankles intact. Thank you.
Well, then I won't sing my song. I think there's like a whole Finnegan beginning it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so maybe she'll take out your ankles. I don't know.
No, I need them.
So to Pauline Finnegan, she also commented on the post as well, and I personally appreciate because of my screw-up, but...
Absolutely.
Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
Yep. So, Mike, you got a shout-out?
Yeah, I got more than one. I'll take advantage of that 2 roll.
Well, that's a wrap. No, just
I'm going to break it. Just for that, Jan, I'm breaking it.
Okay, fine.
Pete, Martin, Ike, and Brandon, just for the help on the side with different things.
That's very nice. Cool. You guys work
Thank
so
you.
Hard.
Yep.
Everybody should give you guys shout outs. I know. That's what they wish she said.
And who's the second one?
I just gave 4.
that doesn't count. That's a collective spot comb. So they're all included in one.
I've done them singly. So that's
you
cool.
owe us one more shout out.
How about give one to
Sparkle?
That's true.
All right, that's a wrap.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
Hey Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brave new world. I wanna ride.